Hey everybody, this is Brian.
And this is Josh.
Welcome to the podcast for Curiosity Continuum.
Curiosity Continuum is an industry innovating, non-traditional company passionate about growing wisdom in the next generation.
We are the essential bridge between the analog and digital worlds by building collaborative communities that unleash the power of adaptive expertise and innovation needed to thrive in the 21st century.
We combine and mix essential elements needed to empower people to succeed in new ways, not possible outside of a creative, thoughtful, diverse community of fellow curious people.
Follow us on your favorite podcast app to receive notifications of new content. If you like what you hear and want to dive deeper, visit us at curiositycontinuum.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation. It's been a minute since we did an unepisode.
Unepisode, like the ones we just talk?
There's no structure necessarily.
Which usually end up being like some kind of episode, and then we put like a title to them, like unepisode, semicolon, hey, you know?
Right? But we didn't go into this like with an idea necessarily.
No, we never do, really. That's the problem.
We're telling on ourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, first of all, like this is the time we're trying to change some of the way we're recording. It's nice to be in the same room with you, just sitting there talking.
Yeah. It's like old times.
I know. Yeah. So I was talking to Sabrina the other day, and we've had this conversation before, but I think it hit a little bit different. Like in anticipation of you coming up, I said, you know, there was like a lot of times in growing up, like Josh and I like sat in the room and watched sci-fi and said barely anything.
Right.
And that was very meaningful time.
Right. Just spending time. Yeah.
And she said like she has over the course of time now seen that that's how men build relationships. It's like, well, yeah. Like if there's like, I talk more about feelings now than ever in my life. Probably. Some people are like, would you stop talking about it now, Brian? But like that, if we need to talk about that, we would. We would vent sometimes, and that's how we got it out.
Right.
But then when it was necessary, we would talk about it. But the time in the room, not everybody has like a, like they feel the love that way just by spending time in the room. But that was like really important because you didn't have to be anything. You didn't have to be anything that like, well, now I have to, you know.
Right.
Look beautiful when I go to Josh's house.
Well, part of it too, I think, is like because the willingness to spend the time.
It's an investment.
That's the thing. So it's like, because I could be spending my time making money or, you know.
We're making money.
You know, or you know what I'm saying? Like I could be working. I could be doing something like a project that my wife's been hounding on me for hours to do. And I just, I'm gonna go see Brian. You know, it's like, but the investment of time is what's the important part, and I think that's kind of what's the lost part about that. Like somebody might look in on that and say, like, well, you're not doing anything. Yeah, but I'm spending time, and time is actually literally the most important currency anyone has because we all have the same amount of it every day. You can't manufacture more time unless it really in a 24 hours is 24 hours. Now, you can better use the time you have. You can hire people to do things for you for you to free up some of that time, but they're always going to have the same amount of time. So the investment of time is actually really a huge investment.
So I'm wondering, and not all, I can't assume that all men are this way, but a lot are. Like, what did that time mean to you? So, like, the times, like, I came over and we're watching reruns of Star Trek, The Next Generation.
That's just because that's what I was going to do anyway.
It's like, that's Josh. Can't drag Josh out. I'll go to him and we'll hang out.
Right, right. But that wasn't always like that. But no. When we did do that, that was what we, you know, sometimes personally, like I'm beat and I need to like watch something or do something that's just like the brain shut off thing. And to spend it with other people that are like-minded, like where they actually enjoy watching what I'm watching, that was cool, you know? And I know like a lot of times, like we would all be sitting around talking and it wasn't really even anything important.
No.
But it was just like, shooting the crap and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's like my grandfather would always be like, we were just sitting around shooting the bull, you know, and they would always do that.
So I want to talk about this. Like when we look at like my children's age and stuff now, are they wasting time? is it like the right kind of wasting time? Because look, we could sit here on our on our throne of awesomeness here and say, well, you know, the way we wasted time was better than the way you're wasting time.
Was better. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, because there is some time that is good to waste, to just waste. Like unstructured, doesn't matter time.
Especially for creative people.
Yeah.
You need that breathing moment.
Right. Because if you, it's like hard, I think it's hard for people to understand sometimes, like if, you know, why don't you just go create more stuff? But it doesn't like come from nothing.
Come, yeah, right.
Right. So the more you do in like a day or a week, the harder it is to like do it consistently. Now you can train yourself to kind of like create on a schedule. However, you still have to have downtime, time to recharge other times to do like not that thing.
So let's pull this back out and let's think about how, like I think about my children sometimes they waste time.
Right.
Right. They might be doom scrolling. They try not to doom scroll.
Right.
And it's like, yo, like, get off your phone. Let's do something else. But what is that useful? Because like when we see like the examples of the sample, or like when we see the data come out about what time on that device does, right?
Right.
It's not like, and now you have enduring life relationships that have birthed forth from your time doom scroll. But you know, we sat in the room.
Right.
And we did that. But now what would have been different in our relationship if instead of like sitting watching the TV together, if we had just been like doom scrolling? Is it because we're not sharing the experience at the same time? Or like what?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're not sharing the experience for sure. You're not really paying any attention to anyone else. You're not present.
That's really the touch point, the presentness.
Right.
Situation.
Right. Like I don't know how many times you see it. You see people out to eat and all they're doing, like, yeah, you can check your phone. You can do that like quickly, or if you have a text or something to respond to it.
But you're not there.
But yeah, but if people are just like, that's all they're doing, it's kind of like a weird thing to see. I don't know about you, but like when I flew up here, for example, I do like sitting down, like I put my phone in my pocket. I got to the airport a couple hours early and I got through security like, there was nobody in line. It was the weirdest security thing I've ever had in a long time. Just walk right through. And I just look around and look at people and nobody's looking up.
Around.
Nobody's paying any attention to what's going on around them unless they need to go to Starbucks or go to the bathroom. Nobody's conversing with anybody. I actually did have a conversation with some people that were on the air. They were actually there for the flight after my flight. So they were there like 3 hours early too. And that was an interesting conversation, but they were like, you know, they were older than me. I never have these conversations with younger people. If they're not on their phone, they are not in, you can just tell they're not in the mood to talk to people.
Right.
It's like the phone is broken. The phone is dead and they're trying to charge it.
Right.
Or they're just like sitting here. Now I like to kind of zone out, look around.
Okay, so imagine that you have this wormhole. You can fall into this wormhole. It's called, you can do it through your device in your hand, right?
Yeah.
So even like the parasocial activities, like going to the theater, sitting in the theater, watching the movie, and you all have a shared experience. You're not going to say like, hey, let's go out and like have dinner together to the guy next to you. It's like, I think I'm good, man. Thank you. But you shared an experience that you actually all can talk about. When you're at the airport, like, yes, you were all at the airport, but like, what were you doing? Oh, I was watching this. And it really is, like you said, present. It really is true. Like, even if you're not even talking, you are together at the same time.
You're having a shared experience.
Yes.
Because you're not on the device. It's you're actually watching the same thing. Now you might be totally experiencing it differently,
but it's a shared
Shared experience that you can talk about, or you know, that's why like going to the movies is still like a great thing to do with friends. You don't talk through the whole movie. You talk after, you talk before.
You might share a laugh or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
You see something, but it's a different experience altogether than if you're just sitting around on your phone.
That's different. Like, I know, like, they have watch parties and stuff they can do on, you know. So,
but that's still different because you're different, not really there.
No, you are.
It's consumption of content. That's not all that is.
You're sharing an experience, which is what they're trying to replicate. But, like, you don't see somebody, like, it's the dumb stuff. Like, okay, so I just saw you, you know, basically down your, back then, it was like your fourth can of pop during this whole thing. Like, why don't your kidneys explode?
And right.
Float away. But I remember that stuff. Like, what bearings did I have in my life anymore? Like, none. But, like, I remember it, and it's like, that was a kind of like a moment in that shared experience.
Right, right. And it's different. It's just different.
So I guess the question, like, are we build? We're not building, well, I can phrase it as a question. Are we building shared experiences like we used to?
No, we're not. We're building experiences, single experiences. See, this is gets the whole thing out of, like, why people lack certain drive, certain things, because they get all that thing from their phone or the social media they're on.
And, it does not require.
It doesn't require. It's a passive experience. Like, even if you are watching a television, that's an active thing. You're actively watching the television. And I know it
sounds absurd, yeah.
And it seems the same when you're looking at your phone, that even if you're scrolling it.
It's not.
But it's not. And we've become so, like, just like, oh, you're just scrolling. I mean, you can easily spend like 45 minutes scrolling and you did nothing.
Right. And you're still on the can and you haven't gone yet, you know?
Yeah. Like, I make it a point not to take my phone into the bathroom because, first of all, I'm in there for way longer time otherwise, but it's just that you don't need it.
Right.
And I know, like, Apple does this thing, like, every week it sends you like a little text that says like how much minutes per day or you've been on your phone or hours. And I'll make it a point to like look at Mel's, and like Mel is like, she's like 22 minutes.
Really?
On her phone.
Okay.
She watches a lot of like Netflix and stuff.
Sure.
But she's not on her device.
Oh, interesting.
And so I'm like, I think it's interesting because one time I look at mine and I was like sick for the week and it was like 3 hours, 56 minutes average a day. I'm like, what was I doing? I don't even remember being that much, but it's like when you pick it up and look.
You're texting me, Josh. Like, hey.
Yeah, maybe 15, 20 minutes texting you, an hour texting you throughout the day, or like watching some reels. Like, I did this once the other day when I was, because I've had a few days off before I came here, so I was like kind of decompressing from my work. It takes about 2 days, good days, for me to kind of get to like where I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I woke up at 7:30. And I was like, oh, great. I'm just going to check my phone real quick. So I looked at, because I actually shut off my alarm in the morning so it didn't ring. And I was just checking it, watching some stuff. Now I'm getting this weird thing where I'm sharing all these reels all the time. And it was like, then I just decided, oh, I guess I better look at this. You know, and it was 9 o'clock.
You fell into a wormhole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what have I done? My dog was sitting right next to me just, she didn't move the whole time because she was like really warm. So she was just sitting there. Mel was sleeping.
Okay.
I had it on mute.
Right. So you just.
I'm just like, do. I didn't realize it was like, I checked like some news websites and stuff. And there was like, I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, I didn't do anything. It's a big wake up call when you realize that you could spend that much time. It's kind of scary. That you can fall down like the brain wormhole. It's like we talked about the other night. Like you were like, you can do that with like panning through Netflix, like stream, like looking
45 minutes looking for something to watch that you're watching.
Ah, screw it, I'm tired. And you just go to bed. But that's like the paralysis of choice.
Yeah.
It's not the way we're wired to do stuff.
You know, there's too many escape hatches to force you to sit in a situation and just deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. And it's not a matter of life or death or anything. There's like nothing that's going to happen to you. Like, I find myself recently more and more like, again, prying. And I mean, I kind of pride myself on being a person that doesn't really rely on I mean, I like tech and stuff, but I'm not like really, because I'm like not really into, I like movies. I like a wide variety of things, reading, that kind of stuff. But the tech is becoming like crack, like drugs, like seriously, like I'm like, okay, how can I, like I almost have given a thought to like de-teching myself, you know, like taking like a phone and I'm like, what if I just got like a Razor phone again?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And just be like, this is a phone. But then I couldn't even text anybody because I wouldn't know how to do it. So
9999777.
I think the more reasonable thing is, because really do need a phone. You really do need the phone now, especially with certain apps. Like if I break down, my car breaks down, I might need an Uber.
Right.
And they're always like, call an Uber. Well, you don't actually call Uber. There's not a phone number you call. You right? get on your phone. You get on the app. You call it, yep. You know, it comes to you. I mean, you can order a freaking Domino's pizza anywhere now. You can put a pin on it. You can order it. You can be like in the middle of a field, put a pin, and they'll come out and give you a pizza, you know? So you do need a phone at some point. But I really think that we need to take an active role into like knowing what it's doing.
That's a big
and just how many hours a day are you actually, how many are you actually looking at that phone for?
And then what could you do with that time? Which everybody's given the same amount of time.
Yeah.
What could you do with the time?
Even if I feel, even if you like want to play a video game, like that's time taken away from that for me. Or if you want to read, or if you just want to like talk to somebody, or like I said, go touch grass outside, you know, walk around in your bare feet in the snow. I mean, do something I think would be a more meaningful experience than just scrolling all day.
See, these unepisodes are the best episodes. I'm just telling you, folks.
The unstructured is what we call them.
Till next time, folks, this is Brian.
And this is Josh.
For Curiosity Continuum. Thank you.